Hello, I'm Vanessa Farino, your host for the Creative Human Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. This week's guest is Vicky Sokol Evans, who is the CEO of Red Cape. She is a global leader in technology and training. She's also part of Be the Ultimate Assistant with Bonnie Lo Kramer. And you can hear a little bit more about that in last week's episode and how that training helps to bridge executive and assistants to build the ultimate workplace. Vicky, I'm so excited to talk with you to understand a little bit more of your reflections of 2020 and inspiration for 2021. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Vanessa.
So excited to have you. It's officially a virtual party with all of our guest speakers. It's like a dream come true. It's like if you ever wanted to have the best event in the whole world, that's how we're going to set off 2021, and we're doing it.
And I wore my jewels.
Yes.
Bonnie was telling me she's wearing her fancy outfit, so I've got a little bling.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Vicky, can you share a little bit about your background for people who might not know you? You are amazing. I want everybody to make sure that they know who you are, please.
Well, I appreciate that. And I see a lot of familiar names and faces and stuff. So I'm a former assistant myself, a receptionist, admin assistant, legal assistant, personal assistant in New York. And when my job in New York as a personal assistant led me to meeting Bonnie. So I have an assistant background, but I also have parallel to that. I've been teaching Microsoft technologies for both PC and Mac since 1997. So it's been over 20 some years, and I've seen an amazing transformation that's happened in my whole career from my 20s, 30s, 40s, I don't know. Anyway, and I remember when I read Bonnie's book, I was just turning the page, thinking, this is where technology would fit in here. This is where technology is, how you could streamline the process to make you more effective. And so that was my reasoning to reach out to Bonnie. And then we just started focusing the training specifically for assistants, started training the assistants at New York Times. I trained Bill Gates's team. I trained the assistant at Buckingham Palace, at Parliament with Bonnie. Lucy also trained at Buckingham Palace. So I essentially trained the world's smartest people how to use their technology. And 2020 was a wake up call for everyone once the offices shut down and we now had to work remotely. So I can go into that, but that's essentially my background.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes, I would absolutely love to be able to hear, what did 2020 mean for you? What trends did you see? I'm sure you might have even warned people about, hey, you always should have some sort of backup plan. And this is what happens when you don't listen, you know, to Vicky. Can you share a little bit more about 2020?
Yeah, I'm sure Bonnie's thinking that she's so tired of me saying, don't save to the desktop, don't save to your documents folder. And then all of a sudden, and Monique can relate to this too, somebody in our circle accidentally spilled coffee on their computer. I'm not saying who, but, and so the biggest thing really is, well, I identified five things. Number one, obviously remote work, which means a whole brand new way of working. And for many people, it was a wake-up call. For others, it was like, oh, well, I've already been doing this. I've already been saving my documents to the cloud. I've already been sharing them. I already work from home. So if you're already virtual, it wasn't really a big transition for you. But for many, it was. And I work with major corporations, and small businesses and nonprofits and things like that, but mainly our focus is corporations around the world. The second thing that happened was screen sharing became critical, just a default thing, like, oh, let me share my screen. But what happened, the crazy thing that happened was that now our skills and our confidence were now on display. So it created this awareness from, like, now my team, anyone seeing my screen when I share sees my vulnerability. If I'm not able to navigate to the report quickly or run my presentation, just like you, Vanessa, running the video, you know, we have all of our eyes are on you. We're all looking at the play button and you thought you hit play, but it was on pause. So, and then multiply that by the number of employees that are sharing their screens, the level of skills, you have leaders sharing their screens, and now all of a sudden their credibility is brought down a little bit because of their lack of skills. So that was, to me, an aha moment. Obviously, a lot of people lost their job, and which means now greater competition in the work in the marketplace. And so now we've got to really hone our skills, get advanced skills, make sure we can compete in today's market. The fourth one is job retention. You know, now that jobs were at stake and there's a chance that you might lose your job. People now have to show value and add value to their team, to the bottom line. So people are scrambling to kind of make sure their skills are up to date. And the fifth thing was now all of a sudden there's more time, depending on your role, anyone in transactional, like tax, accounting, finance, IT, they were busy. But the folks that were focusing on travel and event management, they were less busy. They have more time. And so now the focus is, what do we do with this, a huge gap on our calendar? Now it's time to go get certification, attend webinars, do everything we can to improve our skills. So those are the five things that we, Bonnie and I and Lucy all saw, and my team saw in 2020.
Where do you predict 2021 will go with technology?
So I think the theme of 2020 was an accelerated digital transformation. We were always going through a digital transformation for the past 5 to 10 years, but it accelerated last year. I think it's what we're seeing here at Red Cape is that a lot of people are now pursuing certification more than ever, whether it's certification through IAP, through APC, through MOS certification, Microsoft Office certification. People are trying to get their skills validated because it's going to be a more competitive market. The really cool thing, which is going to be great for all of you, is that we have IT directors and managers, CIOs, actually coming to us saying, we want all of our assistants to be certified in Microsoft Office so that they could better support their leaders and their team, but also help relieve the burden from IT. So assistants are now they're now an extension of the IT department because they're certified in the technology. So if you're looking for ways or benefits to Microsoft certification, if that's what you guys are using, then I would certainly pitch it that way, that let all of us get certified so we can relieve the burden on IT, so we can better support our teams. Because if you think about any high stakes environment, whether it's high stakes presentation, we were just talking on the phone yesterday with one of our clients. They are, they're working on a compensation Excel spreadsheet and they're having trouble understanding how to be in it at the same time, and their internet connections. So they're not understanding why. Well, the reason is because everyone's working on a different internet connection. So it's not the same, playing field and different skills. So the answer was really, they need to be working on the online version of the spreadsheet so that they know that they're working in the same version. Because when you work on it on your desktop, each work on the desktop, you're making a change, it's syncing, this person making a change and it's syncing, and this one's syncing automatically, we need to work up here. But they didn't know about it. They don't know why they work online. So that's what we're trying to do, is the sharing and collaboration, helping people understand if something goes wrong at home, on your desktop, what's the next course of action? Here are the five things that could go wrong and how do you remedy that? So that's what's happening. Pursuit of certification for entire teams. And then the other thing we're working on is assessing and remediating digital skills based on roles. So having a company say, this is what the digital skills need to be for this role, this assistant position, and then assessing that and remediating it. So here's the training. It's not to assess it so that we can determine if the we should, you know, let that person go. It's just to say, we've got all this training. Like, let's say we got 100 hours of training. We don't want them to go to 100 hours of training. We want them to go to the relevant training. So assess your skills. And then you go to this training, because that's where the gaps are. So that's what we're working on is skills assessments.
Thank you for sharing that. We have a question. Yeah. What is the most asked question of 2020?
Most asked question from a digital, from a technology perspective? Yeah. I assume a technology perspective. Otherwise, if you're asking about my kids, no, I'm kidding. No. The probably certification. How do I know if I'm ready for certification? And the answer is, if you're working in, and I'm only talking about Microsoft Office, if you're working in Microsoft Office and you've been working in it for at least 3 years in a business environment, and especially Outlook, if you're using every single day, all day, then you are ready to get to pursue certification. In our study group, we'll get you the baseline set of skills. We'll remediate those skills, you know, increase them. Elizabeth's in here. She's a MOS certified. And then we'll tell you when you're ready to take your exam. And we have a 99.5% pass rate, which is the highest in the world. And it's all online testing. But the number one question is, am I ready? Because most people don't think they are. All of you are. If you're using Microsoft Office and you're an assistant role, you all should be certified Microsoft Office.
Can you share how people can join and what that process looks like on being certified, like what they can expect out of the program?
Sure. Well, we have, you can enroll anytime. I'll post our website here, but you can enroll anytime. And we have a free webinar that walks you through the 5 steps of certification. So it gives you a baseline understanding of what MOS is, what the different levels are in the different versions. So you have to come to us with a level of understanding of what the certification is and what you want to pursue. And then we'll bring you on board. It's what I would budget for the full certification. If you want to be an expert level in MOS certification, it's going to be about $1,500 to get certified, and that includes our study group, academy. You'll have to pay the testing center for the exams, prep software. So just budget $1,500. Your company should pay for it. If you need help, let us know. It benefits the company, absolutely. We'll get you onboarded into our workspace, and the goal is to get your first certification in 30 days. If you're working, it takes about a year to get certified. If you're not working, you can get it done. You can get one exam done per week. Marion, one of our newest study group members, she joined in October. She started pursuing her first exam in November. She's already done. She's MOS expert. She took 90 days. I can't believe it. We had a person that got a perfect score in PowerPoint, which I can't even do, even if I test it or teach it.
Amazing. I love that. Thank you for sharing that information. That'll be really important for people to be able to add to their career development for 2021. And then they can propose that information as performance reviews are coming up earlier this year.
Yeah.
We do have a tech question. When we have a recorded meeting in Teams and it is saved to our company SharePoint, is there a way to share that recording outside the company? My IT department says there's no way.
Yeah, I'm a little frustrated with Teams right now on many levels. We just discovered, like, whenever we do our study group, so we use Teams for our certification study group workspace. So all of our members are external to Red Cape. So they're guests within our Teams environment. When we do our monthly study group check-ins, it's using Teams. So we have a recording. It then gets posted within the team. Oh, here's your recording. But none of our guest members can access it. So we have to download it and upload it to the files area that they do have access to. So that's our workaround. They're making major improvements constantly they're trying to keep up with Zoom. They now have breakouts. They now have, you know, lots of different cameras or screens. So I have patience. I know it's coming where they're allowed the guest access, but it's a little frustrating.
Thank you for answering that. Sure. We have one more question that says, what about the EAs and corporate security with cloud sharing?
In what respect? Are you talking about this, like using cloud drives in order to share documents?
Susan, can you elaborate in your question, please?
Oh, EA roles in being safe with corporate data. Is that what the question is?
Yeah, from Susan.
Okay. So here's what I say. Major financial institutions around the globe are using the cloud. Google is using the cloud. Microsoft is using the cloud. They have lots of sensitive innovations, products, things that they're working on. Your banking is in the cloud. So what I would recommend is find an organization similar to yours, like a partner organization, and ask them what they're using. And I always, anytime an IT department, when I'm working with an IT department about end user training or how to configure Teams and SharePoint, if there's any question, I could say, well, you know what I could do is I can introduce you to the CIO at this company. And I connect those two people so that they have peers that are talking to each other versus me or Microsoft or Google, who's trying to convince someone to purchase the subscriptions to the cloud-based technology. So everything's in the cloud now. And Google and Microsoft are doing a really good job with protecting documents in there and information.
Great. And yes, you should, Bonnie had mentioned, you know, you should have your companies pay for this. They should definitely have the funds. Talk to HR if you need help on how to ask. Reach out to me, any of the guest speakers or myself on how you can definitely do that. It's really important to advocate for yourself and your peers. As you know, you've gotten all the resources here to understand why, understanding the value of you know, pushing forward for our business achievements. Our business achievements need to be valued, and there's training behind that as well.
Can I just add one more thing, Vanessa, real quick about that? What I would recommend is ask on behalf of your whole team. If the answer is no, I bet they'll send you to training. You know what I mean? Like, ask for more than what you need. And they're like, why don't you go first? And then you try it out. So that's a little tip.
That's a really, really, really great tip. It's usually when you're negotiating, you always ask for more, and then there's that wiggle room. But who knows? You might say yes at first, and if they don't, maybe next year. But at least, you know, you
are. And ask again and again. Sometimes managers, they don't really know how much you really want this. Like when my kids ask me for stuff, I'm like, oh no, that's fine. But then I keep asking, and like, oh wow, it's really important to them, isn't it? So anyway.
And having the courage, right? It's Bonnie's theme, having the courage. And Oprah says, you only get in life what you have the courage to ask for. Can you share what 2021 is going to look like for you? How can we follow you?
Yeah, I think, so we're trying to reach as many people as possible and help. We know that right now somebody's working on a proposal, a spreadsheet, a PowerPoint, high stakes deliverable, and they literally are just one click away from turning to meeting their deadline and getting to be with their family. So we have our Microsoft Productivity Workshop, which is 4.5 hours of training to get people aware of what skills they need. We have the Red Cape Academy, which includes the Microsoft Productivity Workshop, and that is $300 a year or $30 a month.
Thank you for sharing that. That's amazing. I've always wanted to ask you this question. What are your favorite apps? Just in general, like,
if I go to do my search right now, it's probably, so my HEB, which is grocery, Audible, Life 360, so I can track my son, Rosetta Stone, I'm studying Spanish, and then Bumble.
Thank you for sharing. Yeah. Is there anything else you want to share with the community? I want to thank you for being here and, you know, taking the time.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here. And because of what's happened, it's kind of taken me away from the assistant community. So it's really great to be here with you guys and see you, because I've been kind of pulled away to IT departments and stuff. So thank you so much for having me, Vanessa.
All right, there you have it, our conversation with Vicky. I am so, so, so excited to have wrapped up this season to be talking to some wonderful global thought leaders for the administrative professional industry. I hope you enjoyed that. Stay tuned for our next season coming up of The People Who Inspire Me the Most. It's a very, very special season. See you next week.